88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio by Noah Gunderson. New album is called Lover, out August 23rd, and playing at the Terragram Ballroom on November 7th. Thank you so much for coming on by and taking time out of your day for us.
Totally. Thanks for having me.
So last time we saw you, you were playing the El Rey. And you had, I think, hair down to your shoulders at that point. You looked a little different. So you've got this new album, and the first impression that I've gotten from it is, because we have Robin Williams out now, it's a little bit of a departure from what you were doing on your last album. Because the last one was a lot more rock-based.
Totally.
This one, a little more singer-songwriter. What was kind of the... What kind of informed your sensibilities as you started working on these songs? Why did you change the route you're going on for the new record?
Well, the last one, I really had something to prove to myself, and I think to other people. Growing up, I always wanted to be in bands, and you know, I kind of resented the whole singer songwriter label just because it felt really limiting to me. So I was like, I'm going to make a record that shows that I am not just a singer-songwriter, which was a great experience. I'm glad I did it. I got it out of my system. I think, you know, there was a certain mentality around it that like the way I was writing that record was like, I want to write songs that don't feel like singer-songwriter songs. So the lyrics were a little more abstract. It was a little more at arm's length. And so with this record, I was like, I have nothing to prove anymore. Mm-hmm. Part of it was just getting older, and feeling like I just wanted to get back to something where I was being open and vulnerable while still trying to create music that was interesting. But I really had no plan. I just started, I'm always kind of writing. So some of these songs have been around for a really long time. Some of them have been like revised. Some of them are all brand new.
It's gonna make its presence known from one monkey to another. You can't lose what you don't know. It's okay if you get anxious. Just please don't call the cops. There's a couple things I'm sure of, and a whole lot more I'm not. There's a sentimental value to the memory of love. It's a pretty looking rainbow. What does it remind you of? Is it somewhere there's a heart of gold that's never gonna rust? Or it's a heart rainbow, but it's never gonna flood. Despite all my reservations, I've been doing this for years, hoping that some magic touch would finally make it clear. But when it all comes crashing down, I'm still standing here, looking at the same face in the same place, just a different kind of mirror. But nothing lasts forever. Every other trope, I guess it just depends on how much DMT you smoked. But when I think of Robin Williams at the end of his rope, it makes no difference what you're making. The Reaper makes the final joke. So I gather my impressions of the universal side, and hope that someone's listening to their radio tonight. Though it doesn't really matter with so many come before. Who the hell are we fooling? No one buys records anymore.
There's this kind of cool thing that can happen with songs that's, they can almost become prophetic to you. Like, it's this weird, like, music, like, as an artist, I feel like sometimes just a conduit for something that I don't have, like, full cognitive grasp of. So, there's a song on the record called Crystal Creek that I just kind of ad-libbed these lyrics like 6 years ago, and I was like, this sounds cool. I don't really know what it means. And then coming back to it 6 years later and adding the second verse, I was like, oh, that's what I was trying to tell myself, which is this really bizarre, like, subconscious thing that happens. So yeah, there's some of those moments. I mean, really just like, it's sort of just a super personal record, and it's just, I tried to get into stuff without over romanticizing pain. Mm-hmm. I think that's a trope that songwriters can get stuck in, where it can be kind of one dimensional. Like, there's a bit of a woe is me, here's my self-destructive behavior, whatever. With this, I was like really just trying to tell stories and let the imagery create the mood.
Yeah. And I think there's, well, Robin Williams is the first song that we have from it. And there's, you know, certainly a seriousness behind evoking that name, because we all know, you know, the sad story behind what happened with him. And it's one of those things where, you know, we can talk about pain and this and that and what's going on in our minds. But, you know, there are people who, you know, this is something that is very serious. And thankfully, you know, across this country, we're starting to see more people talk about it openly, so that more people can hopefully find the light at the end of the tunnel, not think that, oh, it's all darkness and I'm just the one who's thinking all these crazy thoughts.
Totally. That's like I'm such a proponent of mental health. And I think everyone should be in therapy, and I think everyone should do mushrooms. I will go on record on the radio saying that.
She was ghosting on a high note, like a halo from a gun. She disappeared in smoke in the last light of the sun. And I was burning my eyelids, trying to stare into the blaze, trying to see around the edges, but the light got in my way. I'm desperate for a message, calling out your name. I'm sending up a raven and a dove, trying to quell the panic rising in my chest, like a mother at a missing person's desk. 'Cause I don't wanna give you up, I don't wanna lose you now. Now that we're falling, I wanna follow you down. If you got something to say, say it now, 'cause I'm dying to hear you. I don't wanna give you up, I don't wanna lose you now. No, no, I found your letter, the first one of your name, in the bedroom window where your fingerprints remain. They were saying, come find me, you know where I am. So I hop a plane to Paris each night when I'm dreaming. I think about you every day, I wonder how you've been, I wonder what you're doing now. Red wine on canvas, color of your hair. Maybe we could make it somehow. 'Cause I don't wanna give you up, I don't wanna lose you now. Now that we're falling, I wanna follow you down. If you got something to say, say it now. 'Cause I'm dying to hear you. I don't wanna give you up, I don't wanna lose you now. No, no. I don't wanna give you up or lose you now. Now that we're falling, I wanna follow you down. If you got something to say, then say it now. 'Cause I'm dying to hear you. And I don't wanna give you up. I lose you now. I don't wanna lose you now. I don't wanna lose you now. I don't wanna lose you. I don't wanna lose you now. I don't wanna lose you.
And taking a look at where you've kind of gone sonically, like like I said, this kind of has a little bit of a different sound to it. At least the first two songs I've heard, there's Robin Williams, and then there's I've also heard Lose You, mm-hmm. and that has a little more energy and really kind of like a very much more produced sound to mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. As you were starting to think about the sounds that belong on this record and how you wanted some of the songs to come out, how did you kind of decide, okay, these are the sounds I want to include on songs like Lose You?
Well, the process was really creative. My producer, Andy Park, we just would like, we would record a lot of stuff with the intention to edit it later, which was great for the creating process because just we weren't overthinking things. We'd have ideas, we'd lay them down, and then things that work stayed, and then there were some things that we would create in the box and then replace them with live instruments later. But we just weren't overthinking it, which was great. And then we spent months editing later.
And then you started overthinking it.
And then we started overthinking it for sure. But I think, yeah, the process was just really creative and being like, what's this? What music do we like? What references are we pulling from? And there's a lot of different stuff. And I think the end product ended up being something that's unique to itself. And we got some really crazy sounds. I'm pretty stoked.
And then you always get into the next step, which is, all right, you got all these sounds on a record.
How do you play
it? How are you bringing it out on the road? What's going to happen at the Terragram Ballroom on November 7th?
We're sorting that out. I have a whole new band. It's a little daunting, kind of like figuring out how to do it. But I think I'm also just trying to not be too precious about the album arrangements. 'Cause also, like, I feel like people come to a show to see a show, not hear the record. So, you know, if we can give them maybe a different spin on some of the songs, I think that'll make, hopefully, for a more interesting show.
I don't need no lover. I need a mother to come to my room. your love. I don't need no one else around. I need your love. I need to get the hell out of this town. And I don't need no lover. I should like keeping you around. And I don't need no love. I'll try not to let you down. Got a feeling that I'll keep seeing you around. I don't need no love, but I should like keeping you around. I'll try not to let you down.
Noah Gunderson here live in studio. New album, Lover, out August 23rd. Terra Grand Ballroom on November 7th here in Los Angeles. Thank you so much for coming on by.
Thank you.
It's 88.5 FM.